Let us say a solemn prayer to prepare our hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we will commence with our family altar. Let's sing hymn 90, 90. Sing hymn 90. In the name of Jesus, I speak. We will continue to discuss Psalms. Psalms number 124 and 125. Psalms number 120 to 134. This group of Psalms is known as the Song of Ascent. The Psalms were composed by the authors according to their purpose for composition. But then, later the collectors in the post-exilic period compiled them into this group called Song of Ascents. As such, Song of Ascents, it is post-exilic. But then, the original composition is by the authors in different period. They compose it for their own purpose, but the collectors compile them in this group called Song of Ascent. So this Song of Ascent is sung by pilgrims as they journey to Jerusalem for the annual feast. No doubt it was also used in the temple worship. And we have already mentioned, it seems that there is a scheme or a team controlling the arrangement of the Psalms for its purpose. This time, we will discuss Psalms 124 and Psalms 125. Let us read through Psalms number 124. Psalms number 124. Had it not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, had it not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive. When their anger was kindled against us, then the waters would have engulfed us. The stream would have swept over our soul. Then the raging waters would have swept over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us to be torn by their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the trapper. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. So, Psalms 1-4. The superscription says a song of ascent of David. So, very possible this Psalms is a Psalms of David. When David composed, possibly, like what we have mentioned, he has his own purpose for composition. But later, the collectors, the compilers in post-exilic period, gather and compile and make use of this psalm and put it into this group called the Song of Ascent. So here, this psalm, we are able to see it is a thanksgiving hymn, a thanksgiving hymn. Israel praised the Lord for deliverance from powerful enemies. So here we can see Israel praise of the Lord for deliverance from powerful enemies. Very likely, the Levite spoke from verses 1 to 5, while the worshippers answer in verses 6 to 8 when it was used in the temple worship. So it is very possible, likely, that the Levite spoke from verses 1 to 5, and then the worshippers answer verses 6 to 8. Let us go through these psalms. So it is Israel praise of the Lord for deliverance from powerful enemies. Verses 1 to 5. Let Israel acknowledge that the Lord alone has saved her. Let Israel acknowledge that the Lord alone has saved her. We are able to see the situation. Verse 2, lower part onwards. When men rose up against us, they would have swallowed us alive. With their anger was kindled against us. When their anger was kindled against us, then the waters would have engulfed us. Stream would have swept over our soul. Then the raging waters would have swept over our soul. So here we can see, the powerful enemies. So we can see that there was this danger. They've been swallowed up in death. And then how we can see the threat, the dangers, like waters, like stream, raging waters would have swept over their soul. So the dangers from the powerful enemies. But then, verse 1 and 2, had it not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, had it not been the Lord who was on our side, they would have been overcome. So here, we are able to see how God delivered his people. So let Israel acknowledge that the Lord alone has saved her from all these dangers. So they must realize that it was because the Lord. So possibly verses 1 to 5, so it was spoken by the Levites. So the worshippers respond in answer, verses 6 to 8. Verses 6 to 8, so we can see the response of praise for deliverance. How the people that responded in praise for the deliverance. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us to be torn by their teeth, to be a prey like the wild beasts, all these enemy, powerful enemies. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us to be torn by their teeth, by these enemies. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the trapper. So they were delivered from the snare, the threat, the danger. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. So here, the worshippers are in response. They praise, they bless the Lord for the deliverance. So this Psalms 124, it is a thanksgiving hymn. It is Israel praise to the Lord for deliverance from powerful enemies. Okay, let's continue to discuss Psalms 125. Psalms 125. Let us read through Psalms 125. Those who trust in the Lord are as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forever. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest upon the land of the righteous, so that the righteous will not put forth their hands to do wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. But as for those who turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord will lead them away with the doers of iniquity. Peace be upon Israel. So, Psalms 125, here we are able to see concerning Israel peace, Israel security. And then, very possibly, this psalm was spoken in the temple worship by a Levite. Very possibly, it was spoken in a temple worship by a Levite. Let's see verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 and 2. Here, we can see the security of Zion, the solid security of God's people. Verse 1. Those who trust in the Lord are as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever. So, those who trust in the Lord. Who are those who trust in the Lord? Verse 1 say, those who trust in the Lord. So, who are those who trust in the Lord? So, these are God's people. Verse 2 say, his people. The Lord surround his people. So, these are those who trust the Lord. They are God's people. They are also characterized as the righteous. Verse 3. Verse 3. The righteous, we can see. The righteous. And then, those who trust in the Lord are those who are good, who are upright in their heart. Verse 4. Verse 4. So, these are those who are good and those who are upright in their heart. So, those who trust in the Lord, they are God's people. They are those who are characterized as righteous. Those who are good, who are upright in their heart. So, these people, we are able to see, they trust in the Lord. How they are so secure, so protected, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surround his people from this time forth forever. So here we are able to see the security of Zion, the solid security of God's people. Here we can also see God protect the city from enemies from without, from outside. How Jerusalem is so secure. We can see the protection of God. Protection of the city from enemies from without. Let's see now verse 3. Verse 3. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest upon the land of the righteous, so that the righteous will not put forth their hands to do wrong. Here we can see protect from within. Protection from within. Wicked rulers arise sometimes in the kingdom. So these wicked rulers sometimes by oppression or even corruption, they will corrupt the righteous. But the Lord will preserve his people from all this corrosive threat from within. So how the Lord will also protect from within? For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest upon the land of the righteous, so that righteous will not put forth their hands to do wrong. So protect from within. Also from without, not to be influenced by the nations or the kings of the other nations. we can see God's protection from without and also from within. Let us see verse 4 and 5. Verse 4 and 5, we can see vindication of God's character. Vindication of God's character. This is God's way to each according as he is and does. So how the Lord will render each according to as he is and what a person does. By doing like this, it is a vindication of God's character. Verse 4, do good, O Lord, to those who are good and to those who are upright in their hearts. But as for those who turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord will lead them away with the doers of iniquity. So by acting like that, the Lord vindicate his character. So this is God's way. The Lord will render each one according to how he is and his work, what he does. This vindicate God's character. So in this Psalms 125, and then here verse 5 say, peace be upon Israel, peace be upon Israel. So here we can see Israel peace, Israel peace. How God will protect the city from enemies from without, also to protect them from within. And then how the Lord will vindicate his character by rendering to each one according to what he does. So let there be peace be upon Israel. So this is Psalms 124, 125. Let us recall back this song of ascent. This song of ascent. Earlier we say there seems to be a scheme or team controlling the arrangement of the Psalms. Psalms 120, Psalms 120, we can see one sojourning, dwelling in a foreign land. How his heart is set on pilgrimage. So Psalms 120, a person is sojourning, dwelling in a foreign land, whereby he desire peace, whereby he desire peace. And then how his heart is sent on a pilgrimage. So Psalms 121, Psalms 121, so we can see the journey. He set on his journey to Jerusalem. So the journey, we can see God is the keeper. How the Lord is the keeper, how the Lord assure concerning that he will protect, he will guide, he is the unsleeping guardian, an assurance concerning the unfailing protection, an assurance concerning life. So Psalms 121, we can see the journey. And then Psalms 122, from a distance, they are soon arriving in Jerusalem. So from a distance, they saw Jerusalem. And then they arrive in Jerusalem. They are about to enter. So Psalms 122, we can see their heart, expression of their heart. They are so joyful that they are able to go on this pilgrimage. So they already saw Jerusalem. They are now arriving in Jerusalem. They are about to enter. So we can see Psalms 122, how they pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and may Jerusalem prosper. And then Psalms 123, Psalms 123, now they enter Jerusalem and they are entering the temple. So their eyes set upon the Lord, focus upon the Lord. And then here they are seeking God's grace. They are seeking God's grace. So in Psalms 123, to you I lift up my eyes, all you who are enthroned in the heavens. So they have entered Jerusalem, they have entered temple, their eyes are set upon the Lord. And then they seek God's grace. Be gracious to us, O Lord, be gracious to us. And then, so now, this Psalms 124, here They start to meditate. They start to meditate. It is to recollect what had happened, to count the blessing. So they have come to the temple. Therefore, they will meditate to recollect back what happened. Had it not been the Lord, so here they can experience God's grace. So in Psalms 124, just now we have mentioned, it is Israel, praise of the Lord for deliverance from powerful enemies. It is a thanksgiving hymn. So here, to recollect, to recall back, that is to say, had it not been the Lord. So many things, if it had not been the Lord, there will be no blessings, there will be no protection, etc. So they meditate. And then Psalms 125, how to have security and peace. So we are to meditate how to have security and peace. So Psalms 25, 125, we can see peace, peace, security. That is to say, to trust in the Lord. To trust in the Lord. So never ever forget to trust in the Lord. So they remind themselves. Had it not been the Lord, they would not receive grace. So they recollect back. And then now here in Psalms 125, how to continue to have security and peace. So to trust in the Lord. And then to be loyal to the Lord. To do good. To do good. Because the Lord will render to each one according to as he is and his works. So they meditate to trust in the Lord. To be loyal to the Lord. To do good. There will be continuous security and peace. Likewise today, we must do like this. To recollect back what God had done to us. Had it not been the Lord, we would not now be under this grace and blessings of the Lord. And then continue to trust in the Lord, to be loyal, to do good. We praise the Lord. Now we will pray together. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. How do you speak to get the
How to get the How to get the kata 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 kata. How to get the kata 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 kata.
Let us all recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus, our family altar we end here tonight. Peace be unto all. Amen.